Today is May 25th, 2022. Good morning. Today I'm going to do something a little different. I'm going to just talk. I have been on a moment of spiritual growth, or rather, getting back to what I know brought me closer to God and made me happy. I have to admit, my prayer life has changed as my life has changed. And little by little, it's been moved to the side, a little to the left, a little to the right. And next thing you know, yes, I think about God and I pray, but it's not like it used to be, and that's something I missed. So, with life changing so quickly, at least for me, and the additional stresses from kids going away to school and pandemics and school shootings and the news, I did less and less of things like meditation. It was harder and harder to clear my mind. So a couple of days ago, I did put in a conscious effort to focus just on God. And it was a little tough at first, and I have to be tired enough to be able to let things go. I found the time while lying in bed. My husband falls asleep quickly, and then I'm left with my thoughts. So for the past couple of days, I have been taking deep breaths and meditating until I finally fall asleep. And it's hard for me because a lot of things flash in my mind, and I'm not the best at meditation. But I know that when I do this, I'm spending time with God, and I'm opening my ears and my heart to Him. So, from the first day, I noticed that it helped. I did my deep breaths, and I tried to think of nothing. And eventually I did. And instead of just trying to feel where my breath was in my body, I tried to feel where the breath of God was in my body. And every breath in, I said something about God. And every breath out, I asked to please help me align my will with His. And so, for the past few days, I've been on a speed track back to where I used to be. And my mood has improved, and my outlook has improved, my listening improved. Today I was thinking about why I started my podcast. I don't like speaking in public. I don't like the sound of my own voice. I don't like listening to myself. But during the morning affirmations this morning, I was praying positively. And while I was doing my deep breathing, I said, "Thank you. Thank you for everything." I said, "I am enough." Then I said, "I am a light." And God quickly answered and said, "You do not keep a light under a basket." And I was surprised to get that message today, because I wasn't expecting a message, but I allowed myself to just open my heart and just spend that time with God. When I prepare for my podcast, well, usually, I would do my Lectio Divina, and I would pick a Bible verse, and I would listen to it and write, and I do love doing that. But it's harder to do when you're going to school full time and working full time, and you're taking care of a 100-plus-year-old house, and you know, people expect to eat dinner, and you've got to make it tasty. So it was harder and harder to take the time to sit and write and listen and meditate. And I said, it's okay, because I spend all day with God and I talk to God all day. That I've kept, that my life is a prayer. And for the past couple of days, it has opened up a little better for me. So I really encourage everyone to try it. But I've never thought that I would be speaking to anyone, or even thinking that anybody would be listening to me. What do I have to say? I'm just a tiny little mustard seed. But I enjoy doing what God wants me to do, and I questioned Him before about why it always feels to me in my heart that He's asking me to do things that are way out of my comfort zone. And I know that's how I learn. And I try to say every time I pray, "Your will be done, not mine." There have been times that I've been scared to say it, but I am putting all my eggs in this basket, because I know that this is where I want to be, in God's arms, accepting His many blessings, and knowing that He loves me. So don't be surprised if on any given day you see a new podcast put in. I've decided to reflect in the mornings and since God has told me that I should not keep myself under a basket, I am going to continue to have these moments unscripted and just be in awe of God. If I could only make anyone who hears this feel the way he makes me feel. My heart feels light. My soul feels fresh. And I feel like I can do whatever he asks me to do, even if I'm scared because he's with me. And so from now on, I'm not going to wait till I have time to write down a response and edit what I think. I feel like from now on, I am going to let whatever I hear God saying come out as natural as it does. And just like when I write my personal writings, and I just write without thinking of proper English or where my comma is supposed to go, I look back at those writings and say, I wrote that? Always surprised, because it sounds like someone who knows something wrote something. And I know I don't know anything. I'm just a vessel. A beautiful vessel that God has made. I am small. And I am perfectly me. I'm God's favorite. And he doesn't want to keep me under a basket. So I hope all of you have a wonderful day. I hope you find the time to spend quiet time with God, even if it's unconventional, even if it's a few minutes, or while you're falling asleep. Close your eyes, breathe, and know God loves you. Be blessed. Hello, everyone. Here is an invitation to listen to my newest release on Spotify. It's called Prayer of Desperation. We all feel it sometimes. So just look up my name, Lara, L-H-A-R-A, and I hope you enjoy it. Until next time, be blessed.